Like the yogis and shamans of your world, the keepers of time possess ambiguous personalities. They are enigmas. Although they are known and respected, none know where they dwell, how to contact them, or what they look like. It is our fortune to be able to work with the keepers of time. They are our teachers, as we are one set of your teachers. The keepers of time have tricked us into discovering the living libraries. They have tricked us as well into figuring out how to activate these libraries, because the keepers of time do not want to lose their universe. The keepers of time do everything in their power not to lose this universe, because if your universe destroys itself before it completes, it will not fulfill its purpose. They see that it is headed towards destruction and separation, a separation that they, in fact, support. The separation that the keepers of time are concerned with is the separation of existing life forms from their essence. It is through this method that reptilian and other energies are creating tyranny. There are civilizations in space that are dying because they do not have access to the living library, in the same way masses of humans are dying because you do not understand and have access to your own bodies. You are integral keys. The courage and faith that you have in yourselves will determine the course of experience for all of existence. As Earth moves into a place of balance and synchronistic union, she will create a geometric lineup with 11 other libraries that make up this library system. When this alignment takes place, the 12 libraries will create their own configuration of light that will reshape your universe, signaling connection, a certain victory, so to speak, for all of creation. You are linked to the 11 other libraries, and your task is to unite all 12, creating the spinning of the 12. Just as you are spinning 12 chakras to open and connect information inside yourselves, you're going to spin 12 libraries back into existence. The 12 strands of DNA and the 12 chakras have many parallel 12s that move with them. The story of 12 is quite profoundly expressed all over your planet. It is deeply embedded within the mass psyche of human consciousness and has been employed throughout time, in your terms, as a method to structure and convey information from one system to another. The story of 12 grounds the idea of meaningful existence into your world. The earliest use of the ancient teaching of 12 was the concept of the zodiac, a narrow belt 18 degrees wide, on either side of the ecliptic, which is the apparent circular path of the sun around Earth. The zodiac was divided into 12 signs with 12 houses, conveying knowledge about creation through the idea of interweaving and linking 12 significant parts. The zodiac was believed to be alive with memory, and it played an integral part in Sumerian, Hindu, Chinese, Egyptian, Chaldean, Greek, and Roman civilizations. Your 12 chakras are collections or pockets of energy where events can emerge. They hold memory and identity, and each corresponds to a strand of DNA. The first chakra stores your core identity. It deals with who you are and how you survive. It opens you to journey into yourself and the foundation of your core beliefs. The second chakra relates to creativity and sexuality. It opens the records of your beliefs and experiences in these areas. These first two chakras correspond with your traditional knowledge of two strands of DNA. The issues affiliated with identity, survival, sexuality, and creativity have challenged you for millennia. The third chakra relates to your solar plexus, your gut, so to speak. When open, it assists you to feel and intuit your way through life. In women, because of menstrual bleeding and childbirth, this area is often more active and regarded with great respect. Your will, power, and feelings lie here. The fourth chakra aligns with your heart, which, when open, connects you to all of life. Compassion flows from the center, allowing you to understand the why and wherefore of what you perceive. The flow of compassion takes you beyond judgment, which acts as a trap to separate you. The fifth chakra is found in your throat, opening the great gift of vocal expression through which you speak your truth. The sixth chakra activates your third eye, stimulating your ability to see beyond the confines of 3D. The seventh chakra is at the crown of your head. When open, it connects and circulates spiritual energies to your cranial area. Once stimulated, the pineal and pituitary glands, as well as the hypothalamus, play active roles in linking you up. The eighth chakra is in close proximity to your physical body, anywhere from a few inches to a few feet above your head. It relates to the invisible realms outside your body. The ninth chakra is outside the Earth's atmosphere, perhaps as far away as your moon, connecting you as a steward and watcher of Earth. The tenth chakra reaches into your solar system, offering you access to all that is there. The 11th is a galactic chakra that offers information about your local stellar influences. The 12th chakra reaches outside your galaxy and gives you access to what is in the rest of the universe as you picture it. In general, you do not have access to information outside of your universe at this time because your body is not evolved enough to handle it. One day, you may evolve there. However, at this time, you have agreed to take on conscious evolution here on Earth to become a radio station, broadcasting a tone or frequency that everyone else can handle. The Living Library is not simply a historical record. It is an entire library of knowledge from which anything can be created. There are formulas and blueprints stored in the life forms on Earth for all kinds of realities to be developed. Other libraries located in various sectors of the universe store their knowledge in light forms or collections of molecules that you would not even recognize. For each of the 12 centers, the Creator Gods designed a unique storage method for the knowledge. The intent is to protect the integrity of the libraries, each alive in its own way. Ideally, each of these 12 libraries creates an electromagnetic alliance which houses a stupendous shift in realization. The 12 together create the opportunity for a brand new harmonic for all of existence as you perceive it. Once this energetic geometric relationship is set into motion, the living libraries are designed to send forms of wave particles through space, creating a new method for your universe to access itself. When these universal highways are connected as grid lines, information and energy will suddenly open a system of existence that was never there before. In your reality, you are constructing information superhighways that broadcast what is occurring on Earth, sending it out as an energy shift everywhere. Eventually, you will realize this shift in your body as it truly becomes the superhighway to life. Many members of the Family of Light will become guides to those who will match you frequency for frequency and love for love. You will bring about a merging through love that will create a new ownership and direction of this place that you call Earth. Remember that Prime Creator is in all things. So part of the true purpose of the Living Library of Earth is to blend and merge consciousness so that you may experience and access the magnificent knowledge that is stored here. The key here is to love and value yourself and Earth. There are a number of corners on your planet where small clusters of civilizations hold part of the living library open by imbuing love into themselves and onto Earth. Earth then returns love to them, making life creative and sustaining. When the living library is activated and feeds information, cooperation, and love back into human stewards, things will become less of a struggle. As a matter of fact, when the living library is completely activated, you will be able to manifest, construct, and find out anything you want. The human nervous system and DNA structure are not evolved enough at this time to hold the exchange of information and frequency that would take place if the living library were to be completely activated. It would involve too drastic a change from how you are used to perceiving nature. When the living library is in full bloom, intelligence will speak from all parts of existence, and we mean speak. You will spend an hour communicating with one particular flower. During this time, you will be entranced by the knowledge you will discover in walking 3 feet. There will be a gradual adjustment within all living life forms so that each evolves and opens simultaneously, creating a matching and a meeting of vibration and consciousness. Remember, everything is alive. Animals are brilliant and are much smarter than humans. Many are now moving to this world of light, which is why there are so many so-called extinctions taking place. Many of these animals are very in tune with the quality of life. They know that the quality of life they desire cannot be found anymore in your global sphere, and therefore they are departing. The animals were given to you as companions upon this planet. It has been up to you whether you eat them or not. The animals do not object to being eaten if that adds to the quality of your life and to the quality of their lives. Animals were designed and created to be your companions, to occupy the space, to teach, show, and share the way with you. The animals are a biogenetic creation based upon genes that were gathered from many different solar systems and planets. Their creation allows representatives from those systems to have a genetic link with Earth, and therefore the ability to peer into and broadcast into this world. This facet of creation has never really been understood. Each species serves a purpose for you. Cockroaches that are overrunning your life may have to do with issues that you are not facing that are attempting to come to the surface. They are quite a hardy species and have survived many a shift of energy, learning to transmute toxins over and over again. They are here to remind you to look at that which is not necessarily dressed in its own finery, that which is inside yourself that needs to come out. Plants grown in a toxic-free, loving environment, nurtured and spoken to, send out a response to that treatment. The plants and trees outside the house want the same thing. So do the plants in the field next door. They want the same love and may bend and move in the direction of love being expressed. There are plants that, when ingested, connect you to other forms of self and other forms of consciousness. The whole concept of altering your consciousness through plants has been given an unfavorable name in your Western world, associated with what you call drugs. In many sacred ceremonies and rituals, it is understood that certain parts of the plants of the living library are ingested so that you may further understand the living library. So, if you would, open your mind to the idea that Earth grows things that allow you to understand her in greater detail. Many of the substances that your Western world could benefit from exist within the plant kingdom. Sometimes antennae of beetles and bark or roots from trees hold keys used to balance, heal, and bring the human body into a state of higher consciousness. All things are here for a purpose, and when they are explored by humans, they give back and gift humans. Love is a frequency, and light is a frequency. They both exist as electromagnetic broadcastings of energy. The whole planet is a living library that can be activated by adjusting the human genetic structure. This is so because you as humans are the keys to the living library, and emotions are what allow you to read the information. Those who own your planet and would claim to be the gods in charge here are learning about love. Throughout historical time periods, the love frequency was held by different civilizations. For periods of time, Native Americans held a love frequency, and the living library was open to certain degrees throughout numerous Native and Indigenous cultures. When their time of stewardship was complete, the frequency was transferred to other places. There have been many experiments from the Pleiadian system sent here to imbue the love frequency onto the planet and to keep it glimmering. On the Pleiades, There is a huge difference that is being made through all of this work that you do. We want you to comprehend that. This is an exchange, not a one-sided event. It is open-ended. The changes that are evident in your lives have corresponding effects elsewhere as a result of your clear intent and investment of energy. It is our intention and deepest desire that you live to see and feel these effects, to know your multidimensional selves as spanning the worlds of both Earth and the Pleiades. We are the intermediaries, those who open the gates, make introductions, and show the way. A gigantic force of intelligence awaits, stating, "We want to meet the humans. We want to work with them. We want to be involved with this project." And we have said, "Hold up. You can't flood into their lives because they are fragile. You must be patient until they get to the place where it will be easy for you to meet. We want to assist you in redreaming the living library, making it into a new place with a new form of vitality. There are a few places where the living library is already activated. It is not just that the land itself is alive. It is necessary that human consciousness translate and work with the aliveness. That is what makes the living library, because it is through you that the living library is accessed. A living library without humans is incomplete. You are the essential component within the living library. We would like each of you, as you walk on Earth, to speak to the blades of grass, the grains of sand, the petals of flowers, the butterflies, the insects, the ants, the birds, the bees, the ferns, the leaves, the drops of water, the dew, and to state your presence. State, I am here. It is my intention for you to release to me what knowledge has been stored within you as a living form. I am now here to receive it, to translate it, to understand it, and then to transduce it out to the rest of the planet. I am desiring to activate the living library of this planet. We would like that to be your living meditation and intention. Allow the land, the living library that is alive with the love frequency, to move into your body.